Divine life in mortal bodies. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. In ancient Rome, the human body was viewed as either a prison for the soul or a tool for pleasure and power. Paul presents a shocking third option. God gives divine life to our dying bodies. This would have revolutionized first century thinking and transforms ours today. Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. The Greek word mortal means death-bound. Our bodies are decaying like clay cracking in the sun. Fragile, easily broken by disease or injury, temporary, destined to return to dust. 1 Corinthians 15:42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. The Greeks understood three types of life: bios, biological, physical life; psuche, soul life; emotional life; zoe, divine, eternal, spiritual life. Paul promises zoe life, God's very own life flowing into our mortal frames, John 10:10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In the ancient world, resurrection was considered impossible. Greeks mocked Paul in Athens. Yet Paul declares the same power that raised Jesus gives life to our bodies now. Ephesians 1, 19-20. What is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead? Ancient athletes and Roman gladiators understood in a strength, Isaiah 40, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Roman culture normalized moral corruption and slavery to sin. Paul declares supernatural power to overcome sin's control. Romans 8:13. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body. In ancient temples, deities dwelled in inner sanctuaries. Paul shocks readers by declaring their physical bodies are now God's dwelling place. Jews understood two ages, this present evil age and the age to come. Paul teaches that through Christ, the future age is broken into the present. The Spirit dwells in us now. We taste resurrection life today. Our mortal bodies receive divine enablement. Victory over sin is available. 1 Corinthians 15, 53-54. This mortal must put on immortality. Death is swallowed up in victory. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body? Romans 8:11 is not just theology. It's your daily reality. The Spirit of the living God dwells in your mortal body. The same power that spoke worlds into existence, parted the Red Sea, and raised Jesus from the dead, that power flows through your veins, strengthens your heart, and energizes your soul. You are not just flesh and blood. You are not just a dying animal. You are a temple of the Most High God, a clay vessel carrying divine treasure, a mortal body pulsing with eternal life. Live like it, believe it, walk in the power of it. Leave Laney together, these weeds of Todd. Father, we thank you that our bodies are temples of your Spirit. Fill us with your divine life. Let resurrection power flow through our mortal frames. Help us live in the reality of what you have made us, earthen vessels, carrying heavenly treasure. In Jesus' name, amen.